Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. And I'm excited today. I'm bringing a guest on, and we're going to talk apartment complexes, apartment communities. So I've got with me today Gaurav. He's an apartment investor. He joined Lifestyles Unlimited back in 2016. So he's been a member for about 5 years or so now, and already got a great track record. We're going to hear about that. Invested in quite a few passive deals, 18 passive deals, and a lead investor. And we use the terminology at Lifestyles Unlimited. A lead investor is that person that puts the deal together, syndicates it, and brings passive investors on board to invest. He's a lead investor in three apartment deals. And it gets even better. He's one of the hosts of our coming Multifamily Masters Tour, which is part of the up-and-coming Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That expo is Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th, just under 2 weeks away. If you haven't gotten your tickets, you can still do that. And then the Masters Tour is going to be on that Friday. It's a bus tour around Dallas-Fort Worth to four apartment communities that are owned and operated by Lifestyles Unlimited members, Gaurav being one of those. And I'll tell you, just my final comment before I bring Gaurav on. If you've heard me talk on the show before, I'm a long-time, 9 years plus, single-family investor, and I love getting into conversation with the apartment guys, going to events like the expo, like the multifamily road trip, things like that, to talk to the apartment guys, because we're slowly shifting our portfolio from single family to multifamily. And like Jim Rohn said, you are the average of the five people that you surround yourself with. So I want to be surrounded with these guys. Expo is a great place to do that for you as well if you're interested in apartments. So Gaurav, I'm interested to hear what you have to say today. Let's welcome to the show first and foremost.
Good morning, Andy. Happy to be here.
So to kick it off, I'd like to have a little bit of context. I know who I'm talking with. I'd like for the listener to know as well. Can you open and just tell us a little bit about your background before coming to Lifestyles Unlimited?
Absolutely. So I was born and brought up in India, immigrated to U.S. about 20 years ago, came for higher education and to form a different life here. And I started my career focusing more on the consulting side in a W-2 job, traveling all over the country for the first 15, 16 years. And then met my wife and had kids and decided I wanted to have a more stable job, more locally focused out here in Dallas-Fort Worth. So eventually I realized that I needed to do something different. Because with my current consulting job, it was more travel, more work, and it was not a path that I saw give me the flexibility to spend the time with the family and have the financial freedom that I really wanted to do at earlier in my age. The only path I saw was I have to work until I'm 60 or 65, and then I hope I can have enough money to retire.
Gaurav,
so that's the position.
That is the American dream, right? That's that conventional wisdom path that we talk about on the show that so many people follow. You immigrated from India just to get onto that path squarely. And congratulations to you. You recognized the problem.
Yes.
And took action to get off of that path. How did you take action?
Well, I met a colleague, and we were just talking about the career paths we had in consulting. And he got me into Lifestyles. He mentioned Lifestyles Unlimited. It sounded too good to be true. But I trusted him. I trusted the fact that he had been there for so many years that he absolutely would not be exaggerating. And I was introduced to him. He encouraged me to come into a case study, and that's what I did. And that's where my journey began.
Very good. Yeah, I hear that quite a lot. You were in the consulting branch. We have a lot of engineers, and boy, those engineers are very close-knit, and they often bring somebody gets into Lifestyles Unlimited, sees the path, the better path, and suddenly we're just flush with engineers and consultants. And does that mean you have to be a consultant or an engineer? I am neither of those. That's perfectly okay. But boy, we're glad you joined. And you said you joined, you first got, I guess, in tune with lifestyles by way of the case study. And just for the listener, we are doing those live and in person now, but they're also still virtual. And in fact, I wasn't able to make the last case study in person. My wife went. But I was able to follow it on Facebook. So we're broadcasting those both on Facebook now, as well as a YouTube. We have a YouTube channel you can subscribe to. So it's a great way to see those case. What happens at a case study? Maybe we should mention that, Gaurav.
A case study is a great introduction to lifestyles and to real estate in general. What you see at late case studies is you meet people who are like-minded, who want to achieve the same end result. And many of them have similar backgrounds to you, so you can relate to sort of their journey. And then you hear from lifestyle what lifestyle is about. And then you get to hear from single family and multifamily members of lifestyle about their journey. So it is you get to meet a lot of great people. You get a great introduction to Lifestyles Unlimited and what it offers. And it's a nice introduction for someone who doesn't know real estate, or like me, like how I was, or who doesn't know lifestyle.
So, and to that point, you had zero background in real estate prior to becoming a member.
I had just bought my house. That's my only introduction to real estate.
Hey, you and me both. That was all I had as well. And that's common. And that's perfectly okay. And the nice thing, like you said, about the case study is we talk about the map. You know, if you've never been to Disney World, you don't want to talk to somebody to get to Disney World that hasn't been there themselves. Well, here you go to the case study and you see people that have gotten there. And they don't just talk about the map. They actually concretely show you with numbers and their specific deals, like you said, both on single family and multifamily, exactly what that path was. You look at the deal. You look at maybe before and after pictures. Here's what we did. Here's who we used as our vendors, our contractors, our realty team, etc. And they show you exactly how you got to that final point. And the numbers, they share the numbers above all. It's a very open book community. Tell you what, Gaurav, we're going to head into a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask the question, single family or multifamily? I see on your resume, it says how many single family properties? None. I'm a single family guy. So I want to hear why multifamily over single family. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I'm joined today by apartment investor Gaurav. If you've got any questions for him or for me, the number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4333. 35 again, 855-497-4335. Or if you're feeling shy, send me an email. I have that open. My email is askandy@luinc.com. And Gaurav, just ahead of the break, we're getting a little bit of your background. You found Lifestyles by way of a colleague. Happens all the time. Hey, I've been doing this. Sometimes people don't really announce what they've been doing on the side, or maybe it's become more than just a side hustle, as the term goes these days. Eventually that gets out and people become interested. I've had a lot of questions from my peers over the years as well. So you were brought to Lifestyles by way of that colleague did the case study. What happened after you went to the case study?
Well, I was hooked, and I was very interested, and I joined the FFP membership, which is an initial membership that Lifestyle offers, that allowed me to then go to a two-day in-depth workshop on real estate for both single-family and multifamily.
Yes, and just quickly, the FFP, that's the Financial Freedom Program, you'll hear us talk about. It's basically a very entry-level membership. In fact, if you want to learn more about that, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and read up there. But the two-day Gaurav is talking about is our Financial Freedom Seminar that's part of that package. And boy, it's a massive amount of information. Like you said, talking about single family, 8 hours on day one, 8 hours on day two, talking about multifamily. So when you headed into that seminar, and let me just take a step back, where are you based? I didn't ask you that earlier. What market are you in?
In Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Dallas-Fort Worth. Okay, just like I am. So when you went out probably in person back then to the Las Colinas offices and went to that two-day Financial Freedom Seminar, did you go in thinking, I'm an apartment guy, this is what I'm going to do? Did you go in thinking, because again, here I am, single family guy, did you go in thinking, I'm going to do those houses? Now, we already heard you don't have any houses. I think we know which way you went. But when you approached that 2 day, what was on your mind?
Well, I was fairly open-minded. I didn't know much about either of them to make a decision when I went in. My colleague did invest primarily in multifamily, so I had a little bit more idea about multifamily and his experience in that. But I just wanted to learn when I went in, and then I thought that once I heard what I heard, I will decide what is the best fit for me.
Okay, and no single family houses, so we know which direction you went. You hit the ground on that apartment path and running. What is it that compelled you to go the multifamily path over single family?
I think it was where I was in my life. I just felt like being a passive investor in multifamily was the right path for me, given how much time I wanted to commit at that point in my life. With small kids and both my wife and I working, I just felt that was a better way to start instead of taking on responsibility of buying a single family. Being a passive in multifamily seemed a lot easier.
Yeah. And being a passive, what do you do? You go to the mailbox, check that mailbox every quarter for that dividend check, or maybe it's bank statements for the ACH transfer these days. Single family can be a little more hands-on. It depends on how you operate it, just for the listener. I my wife and I, we fully self-manage, so we're a little more involved. There are other people that hand off their portfolio to property management companies, and there, it's just like being a lead investor. You manage the management company. Then that's essentially it. So there's a different scales of passivity on that single family spectrum, I would say. But yes, apartments, if you want that time, like you said, Gaurav, going the passive route is great. Talk a little bit then maybe about your progression, because you got into quite a few. You have a very good portfolio of passive deals. What was your progression to get into those deals?
Well, I didn't want to just sit on the sidelines. So the month I signed on to be a Lifestyle member is the month I signed on my first deal. And that got me off the bench, really, because I know knowing my nature, I may have gone into analysis paralysis mode, which is a lot of engineers are blamed for. But at the same time, I wanted to at least start and then see how it goes and get the experience of being a passive. And from then on, I met more people. I got comfortable investing with a lot more people. And really, I found passive investing to be really what is generating a lot of the income that I needed to not have to worry about a W-2 job.
So you replaced your W-2 job, your regular earned income from that job, with that passive cash flow. And that's what we talk about here all the time. You just have to build up that cash flow until it's met or exceeded your expenses, or in Gaurav's case, met and exceeded the income from his day job. And good for you. I will tell you, it's not uncommon, and it's okay. It happens. People have fear, and they get those hurdles up in front of them, and it takes them a long time to pull the trigger, whether it's a single family house, that was my problem, or getting into that first multifamily deal. So you definitely hit the ground running, and that's definitely a good way to go. So in, what is it, a little over 5 years, maybe about 5 years now, you're in, did I read correctly, 18 deals as a passive investor, right?
Yes, I am, and I've invested every year. I have since I did have a W-2 job for the longest time, I just rolled any returns into the next passive deal. So that definitely creates that bubble of continuous income for every quarter, right? And that really helps in terms of, having the confidence to not have to worry about a W-2 job.
So you reinvested. When the dividends came in, you weren't just living the high life. You reinvested into the next deal and the next deal after that, which is obviously when you do have that job that's already covering your expenses, that's the perfect way to go.
Yes, that was very comfortable to have that. And my goal was that to actually do that so that I was comfortable enough so I had choices, which is why I really wanted something different to do with my investment strategies, to have a choice at some point to say, well, I want to do something different and not have to worry about, hey, how am I going to meet the expenses?
And we'll get to that choice you made at some point here in the next segment. I want to go back to the fact that, boy, you just picked up that first deal right out the gate. We have quite a lot of education around investing in apartments, both for the passive investor, for the independent rental owner, somebody that wants to just do a deal by themselves, and then for the lead investor. Obviously, you're a lead investor now, so you've done that portion of the education. Did you go down the route? I know for passive investors, we have what's called a passive investor certification. Did you go and get that certification done?
I did get that certification done, and it was very informative about how to be an informed passive investor, how to read the subscription syndication documents, what should you expect as a passive investor. So a lot of people who invest in stock market think that real estate is something similar, but it's not. And it has different challenges. It's like any business, it has different challenges, and not everything occurs as expected. But having said that, it is something that once you are educated enough, you feel comfortable about, if there's some bumps.
Yeah. I'm gonna cut you off. We're going to head into a break. Let's finish that thought when we come back. Stay tuned.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I'm joined today by apartment investor Gaurav. He's with me here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And the Dallas-Fort Worth area, by the way, is where we will be hosting our Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That is coming up in a little less than 2 weeks. That's going to be Labor Day weekend. That's Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas, right in the middle of the Metroplex. So if you're in Dallas, if you're in Fort Worth, if you're on the outskirts, I hope to see you there. If you're somewhere in Texas, it's a quick drive. If you're outside of Texas, get on that plane, get over here. Tickets are still available if you go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Use my name as the promo for $97 off any of the remaining passes or packages. Some of those have sold out, so you'll need to take a gander there. Again, my name is Andy, all caps, A-N-D. Why, that's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. And Gaurav, I got to tell you, I'm really excited to get out there. Like I said at the start of the show, I like to get around you guys right now. The apartment investors, because that's what my wife and I have become focused on now. As single family guys forever, we're now shifting gears, and I like to hear from you. And we were talking ahead of the break, in fact, about why you like real estate as compared to, say, the stock market. Let's wrap up that thought, and then I want to hear from you a little bit about your passive investments, and then let's talk about those lead deals. So What were we saying here? I guess the notion is simply control, right, when it comes to real estate. What do you have to say?
Yes, and I think with stock market, which is what I used to invest in, and I thought I was pretty decent at it initially, but what I found is there's so many things that you can't control. And yes, market may go up sometimes, but it does go down, and you never know where it's headed. So instead of going through the constant ups and downs, I like real estate because it's more it's more dependable. It is, you know, you understand it a little bit more why things go up and down. And if you invest in a good growing market, things will constantly go up. And for me, that gives me peace of mind that my money is not going to whipsaw. And when I need to withdraw my money or use my money, it's going to be, if it's in the down market, I may lose some money. So I just felt like for me, real estate was a lot more reliable.
Reliable, predictable. And you mentioned we talked about the passive certification and just the massive amount of education that is available to the passive investor to be. And you learn, among other things, to read the business plan. You don't have a business plan when you're just letting your employer siphon your money out of your paycheck every month to go into that 401k, into some mutual funds. There is no business plan there. But you, and I now as a passive investor, we're able to look at those business plans of those deals that we're going to get into and see, is this going in the direction I want to go? Are they planning to do a cash out refi about when I would like to see some funds back? How long are they going to hold it? Are they going to cash flow at the level, et cetera, right? So you see that business plan, so you know what you're getting into.
That's exactly right. Yeah, absolutely. The dependability is the best part about real estate investment.
And that takes me to a question I have for you, the investor that's in so many passive deals. When you're looking at those business plans, do you tend to target cash flow? Are you targeting capital gains, some mix of both? What is it that Gaurav was looking for maybe 5 years ago, and maybe that's changed now?
For me, immediate cash flow was not the priority when I joined Lifestyles. I was focusing more on value deals because I didn't need access to my funds immediately. If you need access to your money quicker, then you go for more of the yield deals or hybrid deals. But what I really cared about is if a property that hasn't been kept up and there is a lead investor who can get it to a much better place in terms of total income and profit, then you can actually get the big bump in value. So that's how I was for the first 2-3 years. Slowly, as I am looking at other deals, I'm starting to invest more in the value and hybrid, because I want a little bit more of that cash flow up front. So it's really about where you are in your life journey, to me, determines what type of deals you look for.
Yeah, so you used a few terms there. A yield play is that deal it doesn't need a lot of work. It's basically yielding already. It's throwing off cash. So that's where you're headed for now. Or the hybrid, which is between the yield and the what we call the value deal, which is where it needs some work. And by we may not have any cash flow for a period of time, but by going in and adding value the way we can with apartments, we create massive wealth on the back end, which you then enjoyed at what cash out refi or on disposition, on sale, and so on. So your goals have shifted as your life circumstances have changed. How has real estate helped you, by the way, as regards job, life circumstances, and so on?
It has been an amazing way for me to choose what I want to do in my job. And I went initially for being a full-time management consultant that sometimes had to travel to what I do now, which is I work part-time. And I work part-time in my W-2 job, and I work full-time in real estate. That's how I call my job, which is what I really wanted to be eventually doing. I'm at that stage right now. I didn't plan to do this at this early. I know the people expect things to happen within 3 or 4 years. I did not expect it to happen. So I had a 10-year plan, but I feel like I've met it even before I hit the 5-year mark. So for me, it's been fantastic.
Absolutely. You hear that on the show, 5 years or less, and you're right at that mark. So we've done the passive deals, but now we know as well, you're, as you stated, you're now a full-time investor, which takes me to the notion of being a lead investor. Again, I explained that in the first segment. If you missed any of the earlier show, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. These shows are archived there. But I explained what a lead investor is. You're the guy as a lead investor that's putting the deal together, inviting other passives that you know, inviting them in. Right, pooling your funds to take down this asset that you probably couldn't do by yourself, right? So you've done now three deals as a lead investor, which is why we'll be visiting you on the Multifamily Masters Tour as part of the expo. Let's talk about that. In fact, as a lead investor, just what is it that you're? What are you doing?
That's a big question.
It's a broad question. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. So yes, as a lead investor, you kind of go and take ownership of doing the work, essentially. So as a passive, all you're doing is you're submitting documents and collecting cash. But as a lead investor, now you're responsible to finding the deal, putting it all together, putting a business plan, getting other investors to invest with you, and then managing that property throughout the life cycle of the property. So that's what I'm doing is I'm in charge of managing my properties, making sure that it's running to its full extent, taking care of any problems as they come up, that needs my attention. So that's really what I'm doing right now with my property.
Okay, so you're the guy putting together that aforementioned business plan. You're getting that into my hands as a passive investor so I can look at it, ask my questions to you. We talked a little bit about the education that I as a passive, you as a passive investor have. What happens on the lead side? I imagine there's a fairly heavy education component there for you as well, is there not?
Absolutely. And there is a lead certification program that I had to go through as part of Lifestyles to even be able to do this, which is great because it kind of forces you to learn and absorb all the things that you need to know as a lead right from the beginning to the end of the life cycle of a property, as well as about making sure your passive investors are informed and are involved in communication. So to me, that was an amazing thing. And just being a passive for the first few years, that was a great learning for me just to get to know what to expect from a property in terms of outcomes, communications, any challenges. So that was a great learning on top of just the certification. I got some practical know-how through that.
Yeah. Again, for the listener, Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring group. And we've talked at length about the education. It's a good point, Gaurav. As you become a passive investor, you're learning constantly. As you see the financials, you're seeing it from the passive side of the equation. Well, now you're on the lead investor side of the equation. When we come back from the break, we'll be in our final segment. So we're going to continue that conversation. Stay tuned.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange. And we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties, and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Andy, and I'm joined today by Gaurav. He is an apartment investor here in my neck of the woods in Dallas-Fort Worth. Again, I mentioned this in the prior segment. We're hosting the Wealth and Passive Income Expo here in our neck of the woods. You're going to want to get out to that. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. And above all, Gaurav, you will be one of the four lead investors that will be showing off one of your multifamily communities as part of that Multifamily Masters bus tour, which is where you get on a bus and you go to four properties and meet these lead investors and hear about the very business plans we were talking over in the prior segment, see what they've done, how they've improved the community, what they're working on, what the numbers are. It's a great way to really get your head around apartments if you're new to the concept. And if you are maybe like me, a single family guy shifting into apartments, well, great way to build out that conceptual idea of apartment investing, as it were. And Lifestyles Unlimited really helps with that with the education component. We talked about the passive certification that both Gaurav, myself, countless members have done. And on top of that, when you become a lead investor, Lifestyles Unlimited wants to make sure you are managing your deals well, and they educate you. And there's a certification for that lead investor. And Gaurav, we were just talking about that. It's not just a one and done thing, though, right? Every year you have to keep up with your education. Is that right?
Yes, there's continuing education for certified leads where we have to go and review some existing materials and also get caught up on any new things that have come up in our industry.
That's a great component. You know, as somebody that's a licensed realtor, I have to do continuing education every couple of years to make sure I'm up with the latest and greatest, any legal changes, et cetera. CPAs out there listening, well, you have to do the same thing. You know, you're probably scrambling at the last minute. Any number of trades have to do that. Well, Lifestyles Unlimited lead investors have to do the same. We want to make sure you guys are up to speed, know the latest topics because the markets change, the legal environment changes, things like COVID come around. And to that end, Gaurav, let's talk a little bit about the deal. So we're going to go see one of your apartment investments on the Masters Bus Tour. And again, that's going to be on Friday, September 3rd. Tell us a little bit about that deal, if you would. I don't want to go into great details. Let's not tip the hand too much, but where is it and how did you find it and how are things going and how have things been going throughout COVID, in fact?
Yeah, so that I found in 2020, right around the COVID timeframe. It's in Bedford, Texas. It is across the street from a property I've owned for about 3-4 years now. So I knew of the property. I knew actually the owner. And when that property came for sale, I had to have it because it was such a great property and such a good complement to what I already owned. Throughout COVID, it's been challenging because we closed right in middle of last year. So right in the middle of COVID. It has been challenging for us and for the residents who live there. And we got in knowing that it's going to be a challenging year, possibly two. And we planned very well for that. We raised a little bit more money just to have contingency. During the hold, we tried to help the residents where we can with payment plans if they were unable to pay. But at the same time, we added new amenities, like, for example, with the kids being at home, we gave pretty much free Wi-Fi for the whole of 2020 and part of 2021 until the school year ended to help the communities there have internet access so they could do remote learning and not have to pay for it.
Well, that helps. Everyone else was working from home if they could. And internet is certainly a component of that ability to work from home. So you just provided that to your residents for free.
Yes. Yeah, we thought it was a good amenity for them to have during pandemic. You know, didn't want to charge them anything extra for that. Our initial plan was to charge for that amenity, but then based on the pandemic, we adjusted. You know, you have to try to see families and what they're going through, and you have to adjust. Although it is a business, and it is a business that's meant to make money, we have a lot of families and people who are going through certain stages of life, and you have to do what you can to help them. And they become loyal residents if they see that you're trying your best to help them.
Yeah, I mean, you get what you want out of life when the more people you're able to help, and you just were able to help. I don't know how big is that particular community? How many doors?
137.
Wow. Okay. So you helped a lot of people. You helped a lot of people, many of whom were probably in a bit of a rough patch, as I think many of us were, with reductions in pay, reductions in work time, et cetera. What else, thinking about COVID across your broader portfolio, what other things were you able to do to help your community?
Well, we gave away free supplies during the time that people might remember. There was a big challenge getting toilet supplies and, you know, gloves and sanitizers. We were able to find a motel supply company that was hurting because they didn't have enough, motels were not buying enough. And we were able to get them to deliver that to our properties, and we gave those away for free. So those were small things that we were able to do for our residents. We worked with them if they were unable to pay rent on time. We waived late fees. when we couldn't do any resident functions, we used to give a little bit of a gift bag that they could pick up so they would feel, you know, that they could enjoy New Year's or some other functions that, we typically would have done something in person. We tried to do what we could to help the residents who were suffering because of COVID, you know, obviously try to be there for them. Our office was open, sometimes over the phone, at times in person, but still keeping safe distance. So we tried to do what we could to be there for our residents to help them when they had questions and issues that they needed help with.
That's great. And like you said a moment ago, what does that get you in return? It gets you longer term. They see what you're trying to do to help and reward you by sticking around. Hey, this is a great place. We talk about best product, best price. You have just elucidated that for us. I mean, that is the best product in terms of what you're doing in this given concrete moment, and extremely creative things too, talking about reaching out to hotel suppliers. Of course they were hurting. They may still be. And I love that about Lifestyles Unlimited. We're a very creative group, and it's an ecosystem. So what Gaurav's doing, you know, you as lead investors, you get together and you talk, right? So you're sharing this information, and I think that pulls everybody up in the long run. So this community is one that we'll see on the bus tour. Can you talk a little bit about the expo, about the bus tour in particular? What does that look like? What can I expect of somebody that's climbing on a bus like that for the first time?
Yeah, so I've been on bus tours before as a passive member, so I can definitely talk a little bit about my experience. First of all, you will be among people who are like you, who are looking to learn about investing in apartment complex. They want to learn about it. And then you would go to four different apartments that you will see on the tour, different places in the Metroplex. You'll get a chance to meet the person who's leading it. So you'll meet me, and when you come to my apartment complex, I will give you a little bit of an overview. I will show you some of the amenities that the apartment complex has. I will show you one or two units, depending on how much time we have. So you can see what the units look like from inside, what amenities you provide to our residents, what is the work we've done since we have taken over last year. We'll provide a little bit of a before and after view of it. And then you will absolutely have a chance to ask me any question that you want, you know, financial, everything is open from my side about what we're doing with the property, what challenges we've faced. It's all about learning. It's all about us getting better with learning. So I'm pretty open about it, about what we have seen, what we have done about it, and what we're learning based on the circumstances we have.
Yeah, great stuff. And again, Gaurav, you're just one of four, so this will be repeated across multiple properties, probably different properties, different ages, different sizes, et cetera, across the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And it's a very open book community, so that sharing is extremely helpful, especially if you're like me, type B guy, got to know the numbers. Maybe you're the type A, I want to pull the trigger. You know, we'll address both of your needs at this event. And I'm excited, Gaurav. Like I said, I look forward to seeing you at the expo and so many other investors. Even if you don't go on the bus tour, the expo itself, it will be a great place just for that education to make you feel more comfortable, whether it's single family investing or multifamily. We've got just about a minute left for the listener that's maybe on the fence or not sure what should I do next. What would you encourage somebody to get started in real estate investing?
I definitely would recommend come to the expo and participate as much as you want. Be a sponge. Network. Talk to people. There's a lot of people, good people who have done this for years, who I look forward to meeting every year if I can't meet them more often. So it's a lot of learning. And eventually get off the fence and do something about it. That was the hardest thing for me. I'm glad I did. But I see some of my friends I talk to, it's very hard for some people to get off the fence. But until you get off the fence and do something about it, you don't reap the benefit.
Yeah,
so
take action.
Learn. Yes.
Hey, let me just throw that website out there one more time, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. You put it great. You put it great, Gaurav. Be a sponge. Soak up as much as you can, but then don't continue to be a sponge. Take action. Yeah, thank you for listening today. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Big thanks to you, Gaurav. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.